Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, my friend George Harrison.
Comes the summer, I say, it's alright. Little darling, it's been a long, cold, lonely winter. Little darling, it seems like years since it's been here. Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun, I say, it's alright. Little darling, the smiles returning to their faces. Little darling, it seems like years since it's been here. Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun, I say, it's alright. Sun, 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 here it comes. Sun, 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 here it comes. Sun, sun, here it comes. Sun, 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 here it comes. Ooh. Little darling, I feel the ice is slowly melting. Little darling, it seems like years since it's been clear. Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. I say it's alright. Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. I say it's alright.
Hello, Heather.
Yeah, okay, yeah, I was in there, yeah, I can talk it. Yeah, that was George Harrison and Paul Simon singing George Harrison's Here Comes the Sun. They couldn't ask for two better poets than George Harrison and Paul Simon. Welcome back, my friends, to the show where I pretend to be somebody I'm not. You stumbled into ATOV Radio, a team of voices, Wonderland Production. You have, this is Hatterday Saturday. I'm Jay Hatter, your host for the evening. With me is Deborah Lee. She does all the heavy lifting in the back so we can sit out here and look pretty. Hi, Deborah.
Hello, Hatter. You look so pretty tonight.
Thank you. You too. You're sparkly. And in anticipation for some big news we've been holding on to, right, Deb? That I'm going to hand the keys over to AP Taylor, who's with us this evening. AP, take it.
Yes, I'm going to let Skye and Stephen into the studios. Hello, Skye. Hello, Stephen. How are you?
Hello.
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 Good to have
Hello.
You. And Deb, are you happy for me to continue with Sweet not quite being around yet, or is that okay?
Yeah, because she didn't respond, and she might, she wasn't positive that she could call, so yes, please.
Yeah.
Take us away.
Well, okay. This is not a pre-recorded statement, but it is a statement nonetheless. So bear with me for a tick. This can take a few minutes. I don't discuss my philanthropic activities very much. Actually, not at all. And I'm a little embarrassed to talk about this subject today, but I've been kicked on it a few times recently, so I thought I'd better say a few words. I've been very fortunate in my career to have been able to be very successful in business, and then I, by accident, discovered poetry, podcasting, writing novels, and, as of a few weeks ago, illustrating. And I more or less accidentally became a better business person because of it all. And I have always taken the time to direct charitable businesses and endeavours along the way, with over 15 years of voluntary service on boards or in senior roles in not-for-profits and charities. This service, if paid, would have represented about $250,000 in fees and direct time spent. And I did it because I believe society works on the basis of this type of service and, frankly, is a mess without it. Through this, it has struck me how there is a vast discrepancy between how these endeavours I pursue are held in society. My everyday business roles pay extraordinarily well compared to the rest. This seems somehow out of whack. A major poetry prize here would have been half my annual director's bonus and maybe only 2% of a managing director's annual bonus. And over the journey, I've tried to write what I have seen, usually behind the scenes and with no fanfare, with donations to various charities and causes. Recently, I had cause to take the time to add these various direct donations together and realised they have added to well over $100,000, which both surprised and pleased me. So with all this, it was always my intention to fund a poetry foundation on my passing, but my good friend Deb suggested why not do that while I was still around. And that actually seemed a very reasonable challenge, if I just got over myself like I am now. So as a start, through a team of voices, we will every month have a competition where we will be giving prizes for silver and bronze as a gold membership trial and a silver membership trial to the site. And for the winner every month, there will be a cash prize of US$100. These monthly contests will be judged by the four board members of ATOV, Deb, Sweet, Hatter and myself. And every member of allpoetry.com will be eligible, with obviously the exclusion of all the judges. We will also look to give further prizes and awards, and we are checking what we can do and how currently as we set up my foundation in the background. I gain great joy from my artistic endeavours and have always been remarkably well supported by the members of this group and site, so it's time to give a little back. End statement. Deb, I'm going to pass to you.
Awesome. Well, I'm delighted that you thought it was a good idea, because I hated the thought that everybody would get to see or find out how generous of a person you are after you die, and what better way than to do it while you're still here and do it for years
and
see the impact that you have on the poets and get to... You know, I mean, you don't do it so somebody will praise you, but they should. I know of some of those things that you've done that you mentioned in your statement, and they're amazing. And it's a shame that the people that you've done them for didn't know that. And I'm going to make it a point. We, the other board members, are going to make it a point to make sure that everybody knows how generous you are, and we're going to start with these contests. And I mean, it's an amazing thing to be giving away $100 every single month, let alone a month of gold and a month of silver on top of it. And we're really excited and grateful and proud, and you rock. And I'm looking forward to judging these with you and the rest of the board. And I can't imagine that anybody couldn't use an extra $100. So, like, especially in these times. So it's even more amazing. You're definitely a superstar, sir, whether you want to admit it or not. And like I said, I was very relieved that you didn't make too much of a fuss when I told you that, you know, I would rather you got to see some of what you were doing, because it's been a long time of you hiding in the background just doing things for people and them not knowing about it. I'm going to make it my business to make sure they know about it. And I'm putting a little thing on the board, that just a reminder that first place every month who wins the gold award will get $100 US. And whoever wins the second place silver award gets a month of gold membership on All Poetry. And whomever gets the third place trophy will be awarded a month of silver membership. And that's pretty spectacular. And I'm just realizing that I copied and pasted the one that says award instead of trophy, but you get the gist. It's open to everybody, like AP said, except for the board members. And you can win up to 2 times a year. So hopefully you guys will be keeping your eye out for these contests. And good luck to everyone. Thank you, AP.
Pleasure. The end of party political pay statement now. And so we should go to the poetry. And Stephen, I was going to get yours on the board, if that's okay, Hatter.
Hatter's muted.
Hatter.
Unmute. Hatter. The mic's coming back to you.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine.
Excellent. Okay. Stephen, we've got your poem up on the board.
Thank you, sir. And yes, that is a pretty cool news too, AP. I never knew all the things that you were involved in, but I did know about some of them. And to hear more is always cool too, because you know, I just thought you're pretty cool, and you're proving it. So there you go.
I say calm in poem occasionally, but you know, I...
All right. I brought to ice, because I do mention ice in this poem at one point or another. This was written to an episode of a United Kingdom show called Black Mirror, and it was their Christmas episode called White Christmas, starring John Hamm. And it's basically written to the premise of the episode. And this is called White Christmas is Stained by the Black Mirror. A smart poem is enchantment's life, where psyche controls the letting life, tortured by 100 days. Boredom eats and Numa pays. In cabins that are dark and drab, faultless murders confessed and nabbed. Ice squalls within those corridors gray, snow globes shattered and skulls of prey. Upon release at Christmas time, proof returned like aging wine. Eye figures of snow and from cathode prime, and garbled carols that shatter stones. End poem.
Thought I was getting a shout out there at the last two words. How to run. Hello. Yeah, can you?
Yeah, we hear you.
Yeah, we hear
okay,
you.
Okay, thank you. Oh, okay. Damn. Who did you say it was? The guy that. The actor?
John Hamm.
Is he an English actor?
No. I believe he's American.
Oh, okay. AP, what'd you think?
I thought it was really cool. Look, it's hard to go past the gifts to start with, which are really funky in terms of illustrating the poem, but put that to one side. I like the idea of on release at Christmas time, proof be turned like aging wine. I figure of snow from cathode prime and garbled carols that shatter spine. It's of course a lovely sort of monorhyme sort of feel to it. And I know not all the verses are, but of course they're the ones that are. And it's just got this sort of sense of sort of foreboding, for want of a better word, Stephen. And I don't know the show at all, but it just sort of seems sort of this sort of episodic sort of feel. And I really like the feel of the poem.
Deborah Lee, what do you think?
Stephen, I think this is really cool between the gifts that you put in there and the dark touch, like especially what's it that second stanza, in cabins that are dark and drab, faultless murders confessed and nabbed. Ice squalls with those corridors gray, snow globes gather and skulls do fray. There's a pretty instant visual with the snow globes shatter, because that sucker goes and it's heartbreaking, because usually the snow globe means something, and then the skulls fray. I mean, what a vivid image that you put there, and I like that you brought just a bit of darkness in your ice. Fun share.
Thanks, Deb.
Yeah, I thought I saw that as shadow cloth. I was getting a shout out. I know. Yeah, this is very good.
And Sky's here too, Adam.
Sky.
Oh yeah. Sky. You got your ears on?
I do. I remember reading this one that day, and I got the privilege to kind of hear what it was about a bit, because I didn't quite know the fandom as well. Not that it takes away from the piece at all. I think that it's done well, where even if you don't know the complete background, you're able to grasp the nuances that really appreciate. To have gotten the whole background given to me, which even makes it a little bit more in-depth to see where the kind of the shades and the shadows that you really drew from. And I thought this was great to hear again, and it's very clever, and I am still very interested to see it. I think that it's something that would be right up my alley. Really well done.
Thanks, Kay. Yeah, well, on Netflix.
Not a sponsor.
Cool. Yeah, to go along with the, I had to ask and pry to learn about A.P. Taylor without getting too pushy, I thought, at times. But there were times where A.P. and I became a little more comfortable with each other, and I was able to ask questions and learn who he was, and I was just most amazed at the accomplishments in his life. And it does, to me, show answers to the questions I have how well he writes. He's able to reach into both business world pleasure and to, the one question, I don't know if you remember, AP, after learning about you, I said, so why do you hang with us?
Yeah.
You've asked him that before, remember.
Yeah. Well, look, I actually will hang, and this is completely true. At work, Christmas parties and stuff, I hang with the drivers and cleaners and people who are in all parts of the business, as well as just the salespeople and the senior execs. And I actually find myself attracted to people who are different to me, Hatter. And I actually think that senior executives are too much time surrounded by people like, and I think what happens is they end up in a world that feels very familiar and comfortable, but is full of the same of people like them. And I just think it's really boring. I want to be, talking to people completely different from me, from completely different parts of the world, that have completely different views. And what I find about all poetry is that's a really cool place to do that, because, there's not a lot of chairman of companies hanging around, and that's a really good thing, because we're a boring bunch of people. And it's far, far better to actually deal with people who are dealing with real-life situations. And I enjoy that, and I enjoy just being one of the number of people who are here, because, you know, that's the way it should be. So I don't know if that helps.
No, it does. This radio gig just totally changes the dynamics of the allpoetry.com. Very personalized. I don't know if we would have come this far as far as knowing each other in any sense of the meaning if we didn't. If we weren't able to share our voices and be able to talk and listen to each other.
I think the voices make a huge difference, Hatter. I really do. Because I think you hear emotion, and I think you hear, you know, people reciting their own poems is just so much more powerful than just sitting on a page. And I agree with you. I think we've been very fortunate to be here when the technology has allowed us to do that. So, but I should ask.
I agree.
Sky, do you have a poem that you would like to put on the board?
I think she had to go. She has to get up in the morning. I had told her to stop by, say hello, and for the announcement.
Oh,
she just finished her show, her and Stevens, so he might want to just do his rundown and feet.
Yep.
All yours, Steve.
All right. Excuse me. Sorry about that. Well, we actually only have a few shows this coming week, probably because of the impending holiday and the busyness of it. So we do have the mortuary, of course, as always, on Monday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern. It is my annual Dark Christmas Legend special. I dug up four more Dark Christmas Legends to write to. Check out the topic folder to see what they are. I think the second one is probably the best one, a little bit of a cross between the devil and Sasquatch. Check them out. Not somebody to mess with. Let's see. And then we have our Christmas party on the 22nd. That's Thursday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern. We're going to listen to some Christmas music, learn about the Christmas music. We'll read some poems about Christmas, have some fun, maybe throw out some trivia questions. Just a fun night, 7:30 p.m. on Thursday. And then Sky is back on Saturday, Christmas Eve, 8 p.m. Eastern, and the movie Trading Places, starring Dan Aykroyd and Eddie Murphy.
Bring your own mistletoe.
That's an awesome movie. Stephen, before you hang up, I just thought I would mention Hatter's going to do his annual Christmas show on Christmas night at 11. And even if you'll be tied up or you know, you can't come or anything, I was hoping to see if I could get all the hosts and hostesses to record some kind of well-known Christmas song and or sing a No, not Christmas song, poem. For example, I have a recording of me reading The Grinch That Stole Christmas. And I also have a recording of me reading something from the Charlie Brown Christmas movie. Anyway, if there's a song you would want to sing or a favorite Christmas poem or story that you have and you wouldn't mind recording it, that would be great. And then how to role play, like I was going to say DJ, but I guess it's a AJ, audio jockey. Anyway, so keep that in mind if you can think of anything you'd like to share, please.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah, and I rewrite the 12 days of Christmas every year to the present day.
There you go.
I've got one of those.
And they always come out really cool, yeah. All right, well, I know you've been on the radio all night. Just tell Kay we said hello, and we will talk soon. And you take care.
Thanks.
All right, you guys too. Thank you. Have a good night.
Thanks, Mark.
Thank you.
Thanks, man. All righty then. Is it just us three?
Okay. It is.
It is.
It is. It is. It is.
But everybody's rushing around doing their last-minute Christmas stuff, so I, you know, expected it to be easy to do the hour tonight, you know. And I don't see your people on the board. Hatter.
Oh, yeah, it's still in the. Let me go get it. Let me go get it.
Okay.
I did do it.
Excellent.
I did do it.
You did do it? Yeah, well.
Yeah, I've got one. Yep. It's
in mine.
Just coming right now. Okay, now it's posted.
Well done, you.
Into a poem. Sure, am I posting
it?
Is that it?
Where have you put it?
Put it on.
I can't see it.
I have it in my hand. I have it in my hands.
That doesn't help.
Start. Let me help everybody. Those people who can't see it.
Any place that has no sun. That's what it's called. Just like this.
Okay.
Is that what you wanted? Okay. Any place that has no sun. Raised in a place that has no snow, tales of ice, I heard it told. Nothing cold to quench my thirst. To me, there was nothing worse. Summer heat would melt you down. Mountain thunder let rain abound. Drops so hot you could stew a roast. Dreams of cold you love the most. Waiting for a chance to run any place that has no sun. Up the mountain you need to go. Today I see a patch of snow. I press my face into the ice, cheeks so red, I did it twice. I cannot believe I've never touched the white I now love so much. Never again will I know without. I raised my arms and began to shout, I love the ice so white and cold, I will stay till I grow old. And gather the ice each time the breeze turns to greet the morning freeze. So give me ice, cold glass of ice, and one for the road, if you be so nice. I always wondered, like the movie High Plains Drifter, it's like in the desert of a salted sea. They didn't have any refrigeration, no electricity for fans, no air conditioning. They just sweat all day long. Nothing's cold. I think I have had nightmares like that before. I mean, wouldn't that be terrible?
Yeah, well, exactly. So
what did you think?
What do I think? I think this is a classic Hatter poem because you any place that has no sun, yeah, and then you were in the poem. Yeah, you pressed your face into the ice, checked so read, I did it twice. Believe I've never touched the white I now love so much. And so it's almost like sometimes you have to find a line to go down that rabbit hole, down that burrow, so that you're in the poem. And then once you're in the poem, you get a really amazing sort of perspective. And that's exactly what happened here.
Cool.
I think I felt a little bit sad at the beginning, Hatter, that you raised at a place that had no snow, because like as much of a pain as it is to drive in, it's beautiful and it's fun to play in, and everybody should have at least one snowball fight and build a snowman and stuff like that. So I felt a little bit sad. And then as you were reading some of the different pieces, for example, I think AP mentioned, press my face into the ice, cheeks so red, I did it twice. And something about that, even though it was a tongue and not it was a cheek and not a tongue, it made me think of the Christmas story, you know, where the little boy puts his tongue tip on the frozen ice pole and it gets stuck there. Then it had me thinking of the fact that, you know, well, that's not one of the parts of snow that's any fun at all. Never again will I know without. I raised my arms and began to shout, I love the ice so white and cold. I will stay till I've grown old. It felt like you went through a whole bunch of different emotions from the very first line all the way down to the end. So give me an ice cold glass of ice and one for the road and if you'd be so nice. And for some reason, right about there in my brain, I was hearing that little bell jing in fact that you have me push now and then for you to bark and drink. So you had me all over the place with this one.
Ding, ding, ding.
Very cool.
Thanks. Thank you, thank you. Yeah, I remember being a kid having nightmares of nothing was cold. It was hot water out of the tab. Refrigerator wasn't working. Couldn't cool
yeah.
off.
Sounds familiar in there. Yep.
But then on the other hand, yeah. I couldn't imagine a beautiful sunny day where you got to spend Christmas on the beach, which happens in other parts of the world.
It does.
Yeah, and for some strange reason that I still have not figured out, down in Oz, they go to the beach, which never a bad day for that, but then they get on their surfboards and they surf holding a ham. I'm still trying to figure that one out. You just
holding a ham.
It's the English. We do the English. It makes absolutely no sense. We do the English sort of turkey and ham and cranberry sauce and roast vegetables and stuff, and it can be 35 degrees, 40 degrees Celsius. I've still got bloody roast going on. I mean, the only place that is a little different, Sydney is much better because they tend to go for the seafood, and so, you know, throw a few prawns, you know, on the barbie type thing and grab a bit of, you know, smoked salmon, and much, much more sensible way to go about it. But, you know, it takes a while to get through strange sort of stuff, and, you know, we're still young, so we'll get it sorted, I'm sure. Anyway, so Deb, and I did my poem because when I thought of ice, I thought about ice sheets, the classic water ice sheet, and then I thought about that horrible bloody scourge of metropolitan areas in school mess, which is also known as ice. And I thought, how can I write about those two things? And I thought, okay, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to write one of those things that Hatter hates horribly, and I'm going to write about the water.
Uh-oh, here comes an evil poem.
And then I'll pop it round, and I'm going to talk about the scourge of the streets, which is crystal meth. So this is ice sheets, a palindrome, can I say that word? And it goes a little bit like this. The sheets are lying distantly, shimmer as white, repeats into places, jam past sight. Ice clear, then seen, queuing into flows, splice peaks in low valleys. He shuffles, movement about energy, spear his teeth, grinding within synergy. Notion blind, fitting, if uncontrolled gate, ocean past shatters, that held in state. A state in held that shatters past ocean, gate uncontrolled, if fitting blind notion. Synergy within, grinding teeth as spear, energy about movement shuffles here. Shows soon valleys, low in peaks spliced, flows into queuing, seen here. Sights past jammed, places into repeats, white as shimmer, distantly lying sheets.
Hatter, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Sure.
Sometimes. what'd you think, Debra?
Oh, I think it's really awesome. The visuals in here, the rhyme, the fact that you call it an evil poem cracks me up. But like, the visions, ice clear, then seen, queuing into flows, splice peaks and low valleys soon shows. It like I said, the visuals are amazing. Where's that? Notion blind, spinning an uncontrolled gate, ocean past shatters that held in state. I mean, the rhyme pattern, the flow, the fact that it's a palindrome, the fact that he did it like 20 minutes ago, and I happened to be pretty sure that he was busy making his latest masterpiece and probably popped this one up when he was done. So again, I say, showing off.
Thank you, Tip. Noted.
Now here's just like Stevens, Shatters is mentioned twice.
Yes.
Interesting.
I have to admit that I was spending considerable time on a piece of artwork this morning, and this sort of was just bubbling away in the background, and I just sort of fiddled around with it a little while we were, you know, while the music was on, and it sort of came out quite
oh my gosh.
What, Deborah?
I said, oh my gosh, he piddled around with it while the song played.
Yeah.
Conjures are hard. You don't piddle them bad boys, I tell you. At least I don't. Wow.
I hear they could ruin your life, yeah. Not careful with them.
They're not easy, Patter. I think that's fair to say. But, look, you know, I've got my head. You need to have your head in a certain dimension, and it seems like I do. And so, you know, you just sort of, you know, it was a good idea, and it wasn't badly executed.
I remember the first time you wrote one of these, and it was the second time, because I tried to write it after the first time. I come back and I told them that, you know, you only wrote half a poem.
Yeah, that's right. That's correct, Hatter.
That's true, Hatter, but that first half of the poem has to be cohesive enough to be able to twist it and it still makes sense. I mean, I've seen quite a few people try these, and they would write a stanza or two and then just flip them.
Like me.
No disrespect, and not trying to be rude, but the second half makes no sense whatsoever. That's the hard part, making sure that what you write forward is going to make sense when you hear it read backwards, too. And it's not
And that's why
easy.
It's so evil. And that's why it's so evil.
I love that you call it evil.
Well, it was me that couldn't write it. I kept writing. It was the small words. It was the little words.
Yeah.
I guess I tend to rely on the way I speak. I just couldn't do it.
Well, certainly any personal pronouns or attachments. You can't do.
It's the
any linked conjunctions, Hatter. Yeah, absolutely. Any linked conjunctions. Yeah. So you have to sort of put those to one side, and there's certain ones that work pretty well, as and if and by, a two or three, they work okay. Some of the longer words work better too. Into, then, or within, upon, anything.
Now, do you think that test they give, that they start every word of a paragraph, they start the word correctly, but they'll end it with the right letter that it ends with, but everything, all the letters in between, are not that make up the word, but in our mind we see it and we know what that word is. When we could drop the small words in poetry, is it the same kind of thing?
It is, yeah. I mean, I think you sort of get to know what works and what doesn't, and that actually makes it easier, because you just sort of say, well, I can't use these words, you know, I can't use up and that and in and on and all this stuff. So you don't even use them, you know. That's what makes it easier. I know that sounds stupid, but if you actually don't use any of those words, it actually becomes far easier to reverse it. You know, I reckon I could probably teach people how to do a palindrome in probably half a day. And part of that would be getting rid of those connecting pronouns straight away.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, the that was one rule I had read years ago about writing poetry is to go count your pronouns. See how many you use, and I'll tell you what.
Yes. Yes.
If you're not aware of it, you can use them overabundantly, and there are ways of eliminating those. And I'm conscious of that. It's the and the in on the small words, the connected. When I realized that, I told myself all I do is write with small words. I can't live without. I can't write without them.
Yeah. It takes a little bit of discipline, but it you can do it. Fuck off. Yeah. Anyway, but it's fun, you know. Well, I think it's fun.
Yeah. I'll try that one day when I grow up. I'll try them. I'm on the bucket list.
When's that, Hatter?
Well, you know, I'm in my second childhood, so sometime later.
Well, you know, you get down here, Hatter, and we've got plenty of time to, you know, try that stuff. So, you know,
heal. We'll heal together. Just lay there.
Exactly.
Heal.
There you go. You can heal together. You can paint together. And Hatter can learn how to write an evil poem. Whoa.
An evil poem. Yeah.
We could always call it a live poem.
What kind of poem?
A live poem.
A live poem.
Why live?
Yeah. Because Siebel backwards.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh,
that went right
for a minute. That went over really well. He's about to go to minds, man.
I know. It zooped right past my head for a minute.
Today, Saturday, December 17th, the year of our Lord 2022, was Wright's Brothers Day, National Maple Syrup Day, Wreaths Across America Day. And since this day is already basically over, we'll take a peek at tomorrow. Tomorrow is National Twin Day, as in twins. It's also Yule Day of Winter Solstice. It's everything's even. The longest darkest day, darkest night, longest night.
Yes.
And then your Chanukah. Answer the telephone like Buddy the Elf. International Immigrants Day. Oh, no, Migrants. National Migrants Day.
Migrants Day.
And that's about it. Nothing sporty. Twin Day. Twins?
Hello to my Australian colleague on the board, Poeta, and hello, Sinister as well. Okay, Hatter, do we want to get Deb to read her poem?
Why don't we get Deborah to read your poem? Yeah.
Let's do that. Okay. Deb.
You're up, sweetie.
Okie dokie, I can do that. Just give me a half a second here because I was just in the middle of putting up a little teaser for Poeta and Sinister, since they were not here in time for the event, and we did tell them that there was one coming, so we just put that there.
So while you're doing that, Deb, it's my turn to find out the topic for next week. Hatter? Yeah?
Yes, your turn to pick.
My turn to pick? Okay. So I was thinking that I would go, because we had, of course, Neil Simon and Paul Simon and George Harrison, who were at the start of the show, and they did Here Comes the Sun,
Yeah.
And the other song that they did together after they did Here Comes the Sun on Saturday Night Live was, of course, the great Simon and Garfunkel song Homeward Bound. And so I was going to have this Homeward Bound.
Okay.
Coolness.
Homeward Bound.
Homeward Bound. For every stop is neatly planned for a pub and a one-man band. What a great line. Anyway, see you.
Yeah. Wow. How did I miss that Saturday Night Live? I did.
Right. Right.
Yeah, like I said at the beginning of the show, you couldn't pick two better poets than George Harrison and Paul Simon.
Oh, just brilliant. Just brilliant together, Hatter. Just they were made to sing together, and the only time they ever sang together was those two songs on Saturday Night Live.
And I believe I thought I heard a 12-string, but with both of them acoustic.
Most of them were acoustic guitars, yes. Yeah, both of them acoustic guitars, but George Harrison was sort of tinkering at the background, playing a little bit of sort of rhythm guitar. And interestingly, on Homeward Bound, he actually goes and plays a little bit of country and western in the background, which is really interesting. So Paul Simon said afterwards, it was really interesting because you don't ever realise that what George Harrison did was he just sort of blended everything in the background, and he did it so well that you didn't even notice it.
Sort of like David Bowie and Bing Crosby singing Christmas songs.
A little bit. Yeah. Yeah.
I love that duo they did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, Deb, you're up, as they say in the classics.
Oh, righty then. Well, this is one I just went and searched and found. No, I'm not in a mood or stressed or anything. It's from 2018. It just fit the ice topic. That's my disclaimer. And it's called Do Heat. The ice just melts into salted teardrops. And it's a short one. Here we go. Whispers spread the twisted web inside the cipher, then blend color pictures that replay for all to gaze as you leave me in the storm eye dodging shrapnel. Then you just run into the silence of the thick haze, licking gaping wounds to stitch the threaded flesh with icicle threads sewn in jagged lines like a maze. And ice clogs the flow in veins, blocking blood flow, frosting the sun and the sky's periwinkle into grays. Now it is me that freezes over, not flames from hell. I duck spill no salt water at the end of days. And
I'm glad it's raining. Can't tell when I'm crying. Hey, Pete, what'd you think?
No, I really liked it. I like the constant use of the rhyme through it. I liked the grays and the maize and the haze, and it just gave it a way of flowing down the page. And it's it's just a lovely way, a great illustration. Just really comes together. It's a really, really nice piece, Steph.
Thank you very much.
You know, this is for people that struggle with rhyming. The way you did it, Deb, is the easiest rhyming, but it's also the most powerful. It borders on the long line rhyme. Don't worry about the first and third line necessarily, because this is a perfect one also that, AP, we've had this discussion on what sounds to rhyme can paint the picture for you, give you the mood. Certain, you know, it's like chords of music can, whether it's the haunted house organ, you know, compared to a wedding march type thing. It's all the way it's presented. And she does very good with the Hays, gays, like you said, nays, grays, and days. Excellent.
It's a clever use of rhyme, Hatter, because what it does is sort of doubles down on that feeling and sense of the poem. Yeah. That's where it's.
Thank you, guys.
Very well, very well done. Good picture too. So, do we have any others?
We have one more, and that is from Crystal. And since she hasn't stopped by, Deb, did you want me to read this one?
I had saw her this afternoon, and I think that if she would have been able to come, she would have. So, yeah, that would be great.
Righto. Well, it's up on the board, and always enjoy, it's just a little small poem too, but always enjoy poems by Crystal. And this is Ice Castles of Glitter, and it goes a little bit like this. A glitter rose, gold pen, sprinkling bits of crystal ice, gorgeous gems of poetry, suppressing beauty to people's eyes. Ice castles of glitter brightens the day, just a little away. End poem.
Ice castles of glitter, a glitter rose, gold pen. Just a feel good piece. Deborah, what do you think?
It is.
I think that Crystal's a stellar brevity writer. She always manages to paint them with not just images, but a feel as well. And even to the end where it brightens the day, which brings us back to hope. And I really love that she does that. She used to do it way more often, where she would somehow tie hope into everything.
Yeah.
And I kind of missed that a little. So it was really cool that she sent this one. I think, like I said, Crystal's a stoner. She's probably tired of hearing this, but I really truly believe that she's got an old soul in her somewhere, because she's much too young for some of the mature poetry that she shares, for her thoughts, and she's just an amazing woman.
Yeah, her and Sky both.
Yeah, and great reading.
So, AP, you read it. What did you think?
Yeah, I really liked it. I agree. I sort of miss the fact that we don't go back to hope occasionally. But this is an older poem, and it's a classic sort of piece of Crystal brevity, because it's a positive, you know, warming poem about a cold subject. So no, I really liked it better.
Yeah, it definitely makes you feel like you want more.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep, absolutely.
Cool.
So.
Well,
that's the board.
Say that again. You broke.
Oh, sorry. That's the board. We've gone through it all.
Okay. Well, I want to thank everybody for writing. Crystal, Sky, Steven. Deborah, always nice to spend the night with you. AP Taylor. Pleasure to hang out Saturday nights with you. It's almost Christmas. We're going to start our Christmas bode any day now. Right, Deb?
Yes.
What? It's Sunday, isn't it? Christmas is on Sunday this year?
Yes, it is.
Yes,
okay,
it is.
So
it is.
Christmas Eve is Saturday. Oh.
Next week we're homeward bound? Yeah, we're Homeward Bound
wow.
for Christmas.
Homeward Bound.
Exactly.
Christmas.
We're Homeward Bound. That actually makes sense, Hatter. I don't know how I picked that, but it actually makes sense.
It sort of does.
It does, right? And it's Christmas in Oz. So, like, we get to spend part of that day with AP, so that's always awesome.
Yep.
I'll be there.
Yep.
I'll be there.
Well,
I'll duck out from Christmas lunch with my mum and sisters and all that stuff, and I will find a quiet room and dial in, Hatter.
Okay. That sounds good. Playing in the ice tonight. I want to thank everybody again. Getting ready for Christmas. Any last words? Final words?
We can say Merry Christmas next time, I guess, because we've got a little bit of time, but Merry almost Christmas.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, I was going to
say,
gotta remind
say
everyone
Merry.
To keep their...
Go ahead, Deb.
We have to remind everyone to keep their eye out for the contest. And
yes.
Oh, yeah.
The big excitement.
Yeah, so the first one will be judged January 12th? Or is it starting the 12th? Okay.
It should end on the 12th, and then we will do our thing and come up with the first official winner of first official contest of the A.P. Taylor Poetry Foundation.
Yes.
That is so cool, being able to give back a little bit. Thank you, AP. That's a win.
I hope so. Hatter, I mean, I just genuinely hope that, you know, if we run that sort of set of contests that people, you know, feel like they're getting some reward back for all the wonderful work that they're doing on the site and all the writing that they're doing, and I hope it's really popular.
Yeah, and it's like we've always said, you do anything long enough and every day, you're going to get good at it. So it's going to be harder to impress us as judges.
Never know.
And Deb, I think I might have to use the picture from today as the prompt, because I actually really like that picture from today.
That's funny. I was going to suggest that. After the show, because there's motion and waterfalls in it. I make that same exact suggestion. So
one final thought. I'm ahead of Gress so far. Wish me luck.
I am ahead. And so it's only early, Hatter. It's only early.
Yes.
But the early results give you reason for optimism.
It gives me hope.
I really thought you were going to say the early bird catches the worm there, and a cool tie-in to hope there. But so guys, I was thinking that since the topic next week is Homeward Bound, that might be a good way to end the show. What do you think?
Famous words I've heard before was... you don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
Very true. You're home.
Very true.
So let's get Homeward Bound and end the show with Simon and Garfunkel. Amazing, amazing announcement. Looking forward to judging with you guys. Love and respect. And here comes Simon and Garfunkel.
All right.
Okay.
I'm sitting in the railway station, got a ticket for my destination. On a tour of one night stands, my suitcase and guitar in hand, and every stop is neatly planned for a poet and a one-man band. Homeward bound, I wish I was. Thoughts escaping.
where my music's playing home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Every day is an endless stream of cigarettes and magazines. And each town looks the same to me, the movies and the factories, and every stranger's face I see reminds me that I long to be homeward bound. I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts are escaping, home, where my music's playing, home, where my love lies waiting silently. Tonight I'll sing my songs again, I'll play the game and pretend. But all my words come back to me in shades of mediocrity, like emptiness and harmony. I need someone to comfort me. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. My thoughts escaping home, when my music's playing home, when my love lies waiting silently for me. Silently for me.
Ah, homeward bound. Yeah, never call yourself, never take, let me put it this way. Always have a place that you can call home. Never feel like one does if they do not have one. I want to thank everybody tonight for participating. Those who will be listening, Deborah, AP, thank you so much. Been a pleasure.
Thank you. And AP, did you want to say anything before we kick out?
No, not at all. Thanks, everybody, and looking forward to getting the first competitions underway.
There we go. There we go. Right, I'm guys. So mad I can't participate. I can't play. No.
No, you can judge better.
It's an honor. It's an honor to judge. It's an honor to judge. We'll do just fine. Yeah.
Okay, Doug.
Again,
thanks, everybody. Thanks.
Okay,
man. Foundation. Love and respect, everyone.
Yeah. See you guys. Another holiday Saturday. Thank you for listening to Blog Talk Radio.